He was a terrific vice president. He knows what it takes to rescue an economy, beat back a pandemic, and lead our country.
Michelle Obama tells why she supports Joe Biden as the next U.S. president. This is Wednesday, the 19th of August, and this is VOA Asia. I'm Ira Melman. Also ahead, President Trump has his say on the start of the Democratic National Convention. New Zealand's prime minister hits back at the U.S. president. The World Health Organization says when COVID-19 vaccine is ready, it must be distributed equally. It is all on today's VOA Asia. Democrats appealed for party unity Monday as they reached out to voters across the United States in the first night of a virtual convention that will name their nominee for the November election. Former Vice President Joe Biden and running mate Kamala Harris, a senator from California, will get the party's nod later this week. And as Michael Sullivan reports, the televised event is intended to generate excitement as the election campaign enters its final phase.
An unprecedented event for extraordinary times, a social media gathering and television gala hosted by Hollywood star Eva Longoria Bastón. There were reminders of the racial tensions that divided the nation, from the mayor of Washington, D.C., among others.
It was here that just weeks ago, Americans donned face masks and safely and peacefully protested the death of George Floyd.
There were the usual trappings of a convention, but the audience was remote, and most testimonials were pre-recorded, including one from former First Lady Michelle Obama.
I know Joe. He is a profoundly decent man guided by faith. He was a terrific vice president. He knows what it takes to rescue an economy, beat back a pandemic, and lead our country.
Crucial for Democrats who hope to oust the incumbent, support from progressives who rallied in the campaign around Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
We're facing the worst public health crisis in 100 years and the worst economic collapse since the Great Depression. We are confronting systemic racism and the enormous threat to our planet of climate change. In the midst of all of this, we have a president who is not only incapable of addressing these crises, but is leading us down the path of authoritarianism.
Also important, support from moderate Republicans and independent voters. Former Ohio Governor John Kasich is backing Biden.
I'm a lifelong Republican, but that attachment holds second place to my responsibility to my country. That's why I've chosen to appear at this convention.
Less than 3 months before the election, the challenge for both parties, creating excitement for the candidates during a pandemic. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.
Meanwhile, President Trump has stepped up his rhetoric against Joe Biden as the Democratic convention got underway. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has that.
First in Minnesota.
Joe Biden is the puppet of left-wing extremists.
And then Wisconsin, which was to host the convention.
Biden is just a Trojan horse for socialism.
The president aggressively counter-programming Biden's big virtual show, even knocking that part of it, calling the convention's taped speeches a snooze. The locations were telling. The president visiting Midwestern battlegrounds as polls show him trailing Biden fewer than 3 months before the election. That kicked off his busiest week of campaign travel since before the pandemic. Sagar Magani, Washington.
These are among the top Asia headlines you'll find right now on voanews.com. China's president urges his country to take immediate action to curb what he called its shocking and distressing food waste problem. Three Vietnamese suspects are arrested in coronavirus-related fraud targeting U.S. citizens. A former CIA officer is charged with giving China client info. China fires another shot at its betrayed diplomatic dispute with Australia by launching an anti-dumping investigation into imports of Australian wheat. Pakistan's army chief is Saudi Arabia amid reportedly strained ties. Space coverage of Easter more at VOA and other VOA news website. News and Prime Minister Gardner is back to the U.S. President Donald Trump for saying her country is experiencing a big surge in COVID-19. Little groups.
New Zealand's leader Gardner hit back with Donald Trump on Tuesday for saying New Zealand was in record upsurge in COVID-19 cases.
Obviously, I don't think there's any comparison between New Zealand's current cluster And it's a basic facility in the United States.
Trump's comments have started an uproar in Europe. Just 13 infections were confirmed in Israel on Tuesday, taking two infections to leave 1,300 since the pandemic began, whereas the United States recorded 1 million cases. After the end of the Twitter juice, I've added that 2,000 people before, but Trump's comments.
Looking for anyone who's following COVID and its transition globally, it will quite easily see that Israel's anchors and it does not compare to the United States and the thousands of most countries in the world. I'm not concerned about people misinterpreting our status.
New Zealand has been faster than most of the pandemic, but an abrupt rise of COVID-19 last week in its biggest city all prompted the government to extend a lockdown.
That was Reuters' Libby Hogan. Federal officials are facing a parliamentary committee over a cruise scandal that fueled Australia's coronavirus crisis. More than 2,500 workers were allowed to leave the Princess without being tested after a dock in Sydney in March, despite detected COVID-19 cases on board. From Sydney, Bill Werner reports.
The Princess was also Australia's biggest coronavirus clusters. It led to 28 deaths and more than 1,000 infections across the country and overseas. Senior officials from Australia's Border Force and Agriculture Department, which had staff on board the cruise liner, expected to face tough questions from lawmakers in Canberra. They're investigating how and why 2,650 passengers weren't tested for the virus, despite suspected cases on board. After completing an 11-day cruise in New Zealand, travellers were allowed to disembark at Sydney Harbour, catch public transport and domestic and overseas flights home. A parliamentary committee was set in April to examine the government's response to the COVID-19 pandemic, due to complete final reports in June 2022. A separate New South Wales inquiry into the Ruby Princess has blamed state health authorities for inexcusable state. They had declared the ship to be low risk, but the inquiry found they should test its patients yearly. A police investigation is continues. South Wales State Gladys Berrigan says monumental mistakes were made.
Can I now apologise unreservedly as a result of the mistakes that were outlined and reported by individuals on the health part? No lesson learned, but clearly circumstances sure never happen again in South Wales.
From the Ruby Princess debacle, participants were banned from joining at Australian ports during spreading the coronavirus. Australia's had a 3,000 coronavirus cases. More 420 people have died. The centre of the public crisis, the state record 100 new cases today and 90 deaths. State Committee Daniel Andrews has quickly described COVID-19 as a high epidemic. VOA News, first Sydney.
Happening now, I'm still sick with trouble. He's thinking at least one person damaged roads, homes in Clockville, and all-time views of the coronavirus working centre. Today, VOA to do VOA. Health organization today said that we're nowhere near the levels of need we need to stop the coronavirus from transmitting. Speaking in Geneva, Mike Ryan, WHO Emergency Executive Director, the National Committee needs to focus on what we actually know to suppress transmission.
We need to focus on what we actually know to suppress transmission, and not little preferred immunity bin for salvation right now.
During the conference, the WHO Director Tedros just set up nearby the distribution of vaccine for the new coronavirus when one had been built. Tedros has happened to be taking the vaccine in England and for appropriate fair use.
For this reason, WHO is working with governments and the private sector to use access through accelerate. I ensure that new initiatives are available to everyone, everywhere. In phase one, doses will be allocated proportionally to all participating countries, simultaneously to reduce overall risk. In phase two, consideration will be done to cases in relation to threat and vulnerability. Frontline workers in health and social settings are prioritized as they are essential to treat and protect population and come in close contact with high mortality risk groups. If we don't protect these high-risk people from the virus everywhere, and at the same time, we can't stabilize health systems and rebuild the global economy.
Several different organizations worldwide have been attempting to develop a vaccine to tackle the spread of the new coronavirus, with more than 170 vaccines in development, seven of which are currently in large-scale efficacy trials.
After you listen to VOA Asia, see it. VOA Asia is on YouTube. See and share the fun with Food Bites, a week culinary dive into foods from the homeland. Recipes that came with chefs who immigrated to the United States. Students enrolling in new schools that learn about life on campus. Subscribe for and see it all on VOA Asia YouTube.
This news from VOA Asia. Starbucks Corporation's South Korean unit is scrambling to curb the spread of coronavirus. They're having seat capacity and is delaying approach campaign. There are 50 cases linked to one hospital. All of the store come to you for the day on VOA Asia Twitter. This is VOA Asia. This is Business Island. Beijing popular shopping AIE is one of the first shack to a capital city of China. Two fans of burger bread wait for us in line grand opening of the burger restaurant. A fan of Shing Sin is excited about the order after having had Shake Shack in dates.
I tried Shake Shack burgers when I was in the United States. I had a chance to go to the U.S. any time. So when I heard about Shake Shack opening a restaurant in Beijing, I was very excited.
Growing tensions with the China, fear of businesses in China are certain. However, Chinese customer Jack and Drug Company still have supporting favorite of tensions between the two.
We are Chinese, should discriminate against U.S. brands because they have to do
people. This is not second Shake Shack opened in China, playing in high in 2019. The capital city of South Korea, Seoul, is on the cutting edge in measures to slow the spread of COVID-19 merchants from bus stop shifts are with several issues to make the disruption for public transportation. In advanced facilities, have been installed with the year of Seoul, $100,000,000 each. The units not only protect against the novel virus, but also Kim Wan, district official in charge of the shelter project, explained how they operate.
Look at their temp staff using imagery cameras and or also in the north temperature term. An ultraviolet sterilizer employee is in South Korea. 1% of the germs and viruses put in their inside shell are limited to be paid for venture infectious diseases like COVID-19.
Kim Ju, a 9-year-old housewife, using the new bus for the first time.
My teacher sat on entrance, and I feel certain about my health. I feel sick because I've had changed, and because I know others have gone through the same process.
With all measures to sanitizer and face masks are still required, in addition to at least 1 year of home, users are also welcome to free services with visitors for their convenience. For the scene, I have a message.
Three wash hours added before you eat, on the toilet, taking maybe a check, a swap on bus, roughly 2 seconds. If you cannot wash your hands, you can sanitize. Sticky sticks can prevent many coronavirus colds and flu or viruses.
We continue to Asia. When this rocket struck Kabul, Afghanistan, Tuesday, wounded three children, and some fighting disease for a lockdown, according to officials and sources in the hospital. Others pressed inquiries.
This was the rocket struck the capital, Kabul, one of London's hit cities today. Officials said that three children were wounded and the disease went into town. Government spokesman said 40 rockets landed in different parts of the city, where two businesses say they at least 4 rockets near the Green Zone and can carry into many cities and NATO hits. That's a rocket and resident house in Bulls, the only one. As of Tuesday afternoon, the two suspects have arrested. Just hours before Afghan President Ashraf Ghani handed their battle to Saturday's Independence Day, it all comes out against the entire Afghan. The U.S. is encouraging these talks in government to have such, while also preparing to withdraw the last 10 or 20 years. Last week, the Afghan government released to let President them all free before they were to stop his negotiations.
That was Francis White Report. You're listening to VOA, who 40 minutes after named her being promoted by the end of the year. The one that's landed in battle caused by a little break. VOA's job has more.
Millions of Americans lost their jobs to the pandemic are facing action. The best seems to wrap the U.S. economy.
This is
I definitely. The hospital was lost her job in treatment for ovarian cancer and she finally was evicted in 2019.
We were good, and I can't get all the treatment we did. It was a bad
thing. I would be able to pay rent all the nice emotions with key units, who have been for affordable and cancer surgery. Most of the real estate was made affordable houses with the pandemic. Now, almost 6 renters are so evicted, but they can't pay rent. Many Americans and living nationalists see in 400 minutes. Governmental federal assistance $600 by the millions of jeopardy of being able to pay the bills facing eviction.
So far, about the edits of our standing in
housing advocate conference, we've had attention on very advanced issues with President Donald Trump.
I'm executing the compelling development agency to make sure homeowners can stay their homes.
The response on a president and export provide a grant to homeowners protect against the eviction. But the thing to hang for is could it require another directive entity to do so. Very key out landlord to achieve their tenants of verbal course of the nation until owned by mines. Many can absorb losses from a patent.
Right now, for association of keeping single lead landlords, that's our worries are not only the homeless homes.
North Carolina or Catholics run 10 rental properties for 110 falling behind on her.
She's a parent and I can't deal with the whole guessing climate. My operators not for rent too long of the station of that they need to be empathetic.
It's time to TL agree.
All the problems that he did, it felt like a personal attack because, like, well, what did I do that was wrong? You know, what did my family do that was wrong because they wanted to take care of me?
Julie Tabo, VOA News, Washington.
This is VOA Asia. Robots can do heavy, repetitive work and never tire, but they still cannot approach a task with the intelligence and judgment of a human. Now there's a hybrid solution, a wearable robotic exoskeleton that gives humans superpower. Matt Dill has the story.
Though it appears to have marched straight out of a superhero movie, the Guardian Exo exoskeleton is ready for work in the real world. It's a wearable robot that amplifies its user's strength.
Anybody who's wearing the Guardian Exo can lift up to 200 pounds. It really augments your strength, your performance. You move the way you normally would move, so if you were to go to grab something to lift it, that responds to your movement and gives you that strength to do that activity.
The Exo carries all the weight and transfers it through its legs to the ground, making 90 kilos feel like only 4.5.
Whether you're big, strong, small, man or woman, you can do the same task.
At a recent demonstration, audience members experienced how an Exo arm gives them super strength. Strapping in takes only a few minutes, and once on board, the exoskeleton responds to the user's body movements.
So this robot is very intuitive. It follows me, does what I do. I don't have to think about it.
We have something we call get out of the way control. What this allows is any operator to jump in and actually just move the way they normally would, and the robot is constantly getting out of their way.
The first exos will find work in the military and the airline and construction industries.
The second most common reason for someone to miss work is back injury. They're getting injured while they're lifting heavy equipment, while they're doing repetitive tasks, and the exoskeleton can take the burden from the operator through the exoskeleton and eliminate that injury.
Though the Guardian Exo would be useful for tours around the home, for now it will be going to industries that can afford the $100,000 per year rental fee. For VOA News, Matt Dibble, San Francisco.
Our thanks to you for joining us, and our thanks to our managing editor, Diane Gao, and our VOA Asia team, Jim Stevenson, Doug Bernard, and Keith Lane. I'm Ira Melman in Washington. Take care of yourself, stay healthy, and enjoy the day ahead.